One of the challenges of being a woman when there is war in your environment is to be able to hold your center and yet not enter the war. Sometimes not entering the war is viewed as weak, but it is actually not true at all. To be able to stay in the center of your own identity and to look at what is happening around you and to hold in that place and to choose then what you want to contribute and what you do not want to contribute, that is the strongest way that you can move in the world. And sometimes there is passion with that, sometimes there is expression with that, but what there is not with that is that leaving of the core, running to the outside, to either attach to something that does not belong to you, even if it seems to be a good thing, or to war against something that does not belong to you. And the unfortunate thing about the war energy is it actually connects you to the thing you are warring with. A most unfortunate spiritual principle, but one that lives in truth on your earth. So remember it. If you war with it, you are joining with it. And so to be in the center of yourself and to look at something that is not right or not good or not what it should be and acknowledge that, but hold that acknowledgement inside of yourself. So you know that. You know what that is. Then that is a very powerful thing to do. It is actually more powerful than when you are out and can become a target. All of us have been targets at one time or another. But the way to avoid that is never to leave, to be here, to be steady inside of yourself, to know yourself, to know what it is that is happening, but not to leave yourself. Now then, what happens then when we look at a situation and say that we want to give some energy to it, and maybe the other people giving energy to it are ready to start a riot, which is very often the case. Let us all get together and mow that down. But you see, that is not really a whole way of dealing with something, even if it is something you are opposing. The stronger way to oppose something is to be able to be in your center and to simply withdraw energy from anything that is supporting what is going on, and to support energy that might be counter to that. That is the real power of the way women are able to work. If, for instance, let us say if you see someone bullying. Bullying is an unfortunate energy that is running riot in your country now. But if you see that happening and you have your choice between attacking the bully or walking over and embracing the victim and moving the victim away, take choice number two. Because look at the power of that. And there is the bully, with no one to bully. This is the true thing in many situations. It is not that you do not react at all, but rather than go to war with the bully, by the way, which only creates a greater bully if you ever want to know about that, simply go past the bully to the object of the bullying and interfere or pull away from the entire bullying situation. Now, there's another power here in the pulling away, but staying in the center. And that is that there are many things that are dark in the world, but they do not exist if they are not fed. And so that is why so often when you see a darkness happening anywhere, if you can withdraw even your attention from it, and you can encourage others to withdraw their attention from it, you are doing a thing that is much more powerful than going to war with that. When you go to war with that, then sides will be taken and energy will be flying up in the, and it does not come out well. But when you can withdraw all energy from what is going on, and when you can encourage others to withdraw energy from that, you're using one of the really fine powers that women actually have. There are several other things we would like to mention to you, because it is a time of women and women being powerful. And one of the things that is takes additional energy is when you hear someone and you know that what they are saying is wrong or what they are doing is wrong. Rather than attempting to correct that, if you can stay in the center of yourself and find, there you would have to use different language, of course, but find a way to say from a generous heart, is that working for you? Are you feeling good about that? But there can be no criticism on it. It must be from a pure place. And then after that, if there is still turmoil, walk away. Because what you have left behind is a kindly truth, which may impact that person at a later time. So, again, this is not about women being weak. This is about women being stronger than they have ever been. Now, when we see something that is wrong, of course we are going to express that that is a wrong thing. The things that have happened that you have seen in the news are very wrong, and they have been done by people who are wrong. In more than one way as it happens. But when the response to that wrong is to support the people who were wrong, to actually be there for them, to hold them up and to help them move through, that is a stronger thing than simply giving energy to the thing that was wrong for so long. This is an excellent time to learn this, also a very challenging time, because in this room there is quite a lot of passion. We do not know if you had noticed that or not, but when there is passion, there is fire. When you have fire, the ability to learn where it goes, to learn how you are going to use it, to learn where it is going to do good in some situations, and to see where it is going to do harm in others. These are all very much the way that women in power move. And so it is a wonderful thing, a wonderful time to be thinking about it. There are many women, and men too, who are waking up to what has been created in your country. And of course, we know that evil has its own devices. But what we also must know is that to continue in the light, you cannot be defeated. There may be something that goes wrong here or there, but to continue in the light, that is a feminine power. There is a reason why it was given to women to bear children. You will hear men joke about this sometimes, that if it were up to men to have children, there would be no children. And that is probably true. We allow good things to grow. It does not mean that we are never disappointed, but it means that we have that power to hold and to continue. And to continue to bring light into every situation where we possibly can do that. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Breathe in love, exhale fear. Breathe in peace. Exhale war. Feel a golden light shining above your crown, and know that that light is the light in which you were created, the love in which you were created, the knowledge of who you are, and where you are, and what you need. And as your crown opens, feel that creating energy flow into your mind, into your thoughts, into your third eye, so that you are allowing yourself to be more intuitive, to know more, to look further. And let that golden light displace all critical energy that you might have spoken against yourself or anyone else. Feel that leave your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body. Feel it flow into your heart. And let the golden light flow down into your solar plexus, removing all of the emotional heaviness that you might have been carrying. Flow down into your second center to clear away the shame and the judgment that might have caught there. And feel the energy flow down into the root to move aside anything that might have prevented you from creating the life you truly want. Thank you. Feel the golden light spread throughout your body and past your body. Move into your heart center and see the gift that the universe has left for you there. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.